Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. Ray, in contempt of Congress, the Pentagon is clueless as ever, but not the CIA. The things people will do for mammon and the revolution happened, and it was televised. Next on the AM Update. House Oversight Chair James Comer provided more insight on why he's pursuing contempt of Congress charges against corrupt FBI Director Chris Wray.
FBI officials confirmed that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. The confidential human source who provided information about then Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant who has been used by the FBI for over 10 years and has been paid over 6 figures. These are facts, and no amount of spin and frankly lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee. And we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday. Given the severity and complexity of the allegations contained within this record, Congress must investigate further. Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
In other news, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is running for president.
One question that kept going back and back and back into my mind. And it was about our country and its future. And I wondered what our choice was going to be. Were we going to be small or were we going to be big?
Yes, Chris Christie long ago made his decision about big or small. A torrent of water burst through a massive dam on the Dnipro River that separates Russia and Ukraine forces in southern Ukraine on Tuesday, flooding a swath of the war zone, forcing villagers to flee and prompting finger-pointing from both sides. Ukraine said Russia had committed a deliberate war crime in blowing up the Soviet-era Novokakhovka Dam. The Kremlin blamed Ukraine, saying it was trying to distract from the launch of a major counteroffensive Moscow says is faltering. Some Russian-installed officials said the dam had collapsed on its own. Neither side offered immediate public evidence of who was to blame. The Geneva Conventions explicitly banned targeting dams in war because of the danger to civilians. Hundreds of people were evacuated from settlements along the southern stretch of Ukraine's Dnipro River as floodwaters submerged streets, towns, squares, and homes. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is clueless as ever.
Does it seem believable to you that Russia would destroy a dam and flood ethnic Russian villages and cut off a water supply to Crimea? I mean, that doesn't seem logical. It seems about as logical as blowing up one's own pipeline, doesn't it?
We've come to no conclusions on this.
The United States learned of a Ukrainian plan to attack the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines 3 months before they were damaged by underwater explosions. That's according to the Washington Post reporting on Tuesday. Citing leaked information posted online, the CIA learned last June through a European spy agency that a 6-person team of Ukrainian special operations forces, yes, just 6 people, intended to blow up the Russia to Germany project. The intelligence report was based on information obtained from an individual in Ukraine, the Washington Post said, but added the CIA shared it with Germany and other European countries in June of 2022. So in other words, the CIA now says they knew Ukraine had plans that involved just six people to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline before it even happened, which is exactly something you'd expect the CIA to say if the CIA had something to do with it. The Ukraine story is the topic of Tucker Carlson's first show on Twitter, which he posted last night. It's a 10-minute monologue, just like you were used to hearing him on Fox News, and it's every bit as good. It had already 17 million views by the time I wrote this, an incredible testament to Tucker's sway and platform that he brings to Twitter. And now here's this from John Solomon at Just the News. A door on the west side of the U.S. Capitol was left open and mostly unguarded for key moments during the January 6th riot, allowing more than 300 people to enter the building unimpeded, even as officers fought to keep protesters out of other sections of the official home of Congress, as according to new police security footage obtained by Just the News. The footage, which confirms concerns first raised by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin 2 years ago, shows an episode in a narrow hallway in the middle of the Capitol that began around 2:30 p.m. on January 6th of 2021, right after the first breaches were reported elsewhere in the landmark building. Capitol Police officers usher a few intruders already inside the building through the non-public Upper West Terrace hallway and towards a fire evacuation door, which is clearly marked by a sign declaring it was an emergency exit. That's, again, all according to this new footage. Emergency exit only, the sign reads, instructing evacuees to push until alarm sounds and the doors will unlock in 10 seconds. After one person exits, the doors appear to open from inside as 309 individuals pass through it over a period of less than 20 minutes from the outside. Capitol Police officers who didn't have riot gear or helmets eventually made their way to the unlocked Upper West Terrace doors, but didn't block the entrance, and more rioters continue to flow into the building. Again, that's all according to this new footage obtained by John Solomon at Just the News. The new review of security footage flies in the face of repeated claims from various members of the system who continue to claim the Capitol was overrun by protesters via multiple forced breaches. So I guess if you open an unlocked door or just go through an open door, that meets the criteria of a forced breach now. Checking in on Joe Biden, who welcomed my Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs to the White House the other day. By the way, Chiefs kicker and outspoken pro-life advocate Harrison Butker wore a tie emblazoned with an overtly pro-life message on it. Anyway, back to Biden. See if you can try to figure out what he's communicating here.
I played freshman football at Delaware, and ended up low at, I shouldn't say this, but you had to have a 2-0 to keep going. I had a 2.99, I mean a 1.99, and my mother made me quit, but I went back out my junior year to play my senior year.
Yeah, he played his senior year, his junior year, he played his senior year. That's the message I'm getting. The United States does indeed have blasphemy laws. I'll tell you more after this.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic, no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
A man was arrested for protesting a quote-unquote pride event on a public street in Reading, Pennsylvania. Damon Atkins was reciting a Bible verse when he was arrested. He said, "I can't believe what I'm seeing," as the crowd cheered when cops handcuffed Atkins. Here's what some of that exchange between the man and that police officer sounded like.
"Guys, let them have their event.
This is public property. Okay, with respect.
Oh, I'm respecting
them. Let them have their event.
You know who's cheering for us? The people that are in hell. So you do you, and I'm going to do me. This is public property.
Can I give him my bag while stuff's in? Yo, I'm going to need you to go to 128 North.
I cannot believe I'm watching this."
Saying gender identity is real, a federal judge temporarily blocked portions of a new Florida law that bans minors from receiving chemical castration drugs. The judge, in a ruling on Tuesday, said the state has no rational basis for denying patients treatment. Judge Robert Hinkle issued a preliminary injunction saying three so-called transgender children can continue to receive those chemical castration drugs. The lawsuit challenges the law Governor Ron DeSantis signed shortly before he announced a run for president. The judge went on to say, "The elephant in the room should be noted at the outset. Gender identity is real. The record makes this clear." The PGA Tour is combining with the LIV or LIV golf tournament. You may have heard of the latter. LIV Golf is an international golf competition backed by oodles of Saudi Arabian money. Over the past year, they've succeeded in poaching a lot of the top talent at the PGA, sparking a war of words between the two golfing organizations. Back when the controversy first erupted, the PGA seemingly rightly appealed to the abhorrence of taking money to play golf from the country that helped fund 9/11. Nowhere was that more apparent than these comments from CBS Sports' Jim Nance and PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan barely a year ago.
I want to ask about this. There was a story that was first reported in the New York Post yesterday by Brian Wacker about a 9/11 coalition of families and survivors of the 2001 terrorist attacks. 9/11 families united sent a letter to the representatives of Phil, Dustin, Bryson, Reed, and others, quote, expressing their outrage towards the golfers for participating in the new league and accusing them of sports washing and betraying the United States, end quote. And that's gotten a lot of steam over the last 24 hours. That story first reported again in the New York Post. How much did you talk to your players about the possible ramifications if they sign on with the new league?
Well, I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
The PGA and various media figures lampooned those golfers who'd jumped the ship to the LIV tournament as traitors and disloyal. Turns out the PGA was negotiating a deal for most of this time behind everybody's back to combine with LIV Golf, meaning those golfers who chose to stay on the path of loyalty and resiliency and saying no to the Saudi dollar are now getting absolutely screwed. Mammon makes people do really terrible things. But then again, we're talking mostly about multimillionaires who spend their days walking around beautiful golf courses, so there's that. And finally, air analysis, slightly acidic, mostly necessary. Late last week, footage emerged of a children's choir at the nation's capital singing the national anthem in the Capitol Rotunda. Even on cell phone video, the sound is beautiful. You may have noticed the abrupt end of that rendition of the national anthem. What you can't see from the video is a Capitol Police officer coming up to the conductor, whispering something, and the conductor immediately halting, directing the choir. According to reports from some of the children's parents, the police officer told the conductor to stop because the song might be considered offensive. You may have also picked up on the fact that children were singing the fourth and final verse of the anthem and were promptly stopped after singing the words, "In God is our trust." It's the only time in the entire song where the name of God is mentioned, so I'm sure it's just a coincidence. That's the moment when the policey man decided he'd heard enough. So why is it now offensive for children to sing the national anthem in the nation's capital? The answer is quite simple, and it comes from this tweet from Christina Pushaw talking about something completely unrelated. She's a campaign spokeswoman for Ron DeSantis, by the way. Quote, Anyone who knows anything about revolutions understands that America already had one. In 2020, catalyzed by COVID lockdowns, under the flags of BLM and Progress Pride, Trump was defeated by it and played a part in his own defeat. You can't fight to win if you don't know what time it is. End quote. That's why it's offensive to sing the fourth verse of the national anthem at the nation's capital. The communists had themselves a little revolution in 2020, and until you understand that and understand how to fight back, see that as using every conceivable lever of power available to punish them, we'll never get the country back. So what are we going to do about it? I'm Aaron McIntyre, and this is the AM Update.